With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The investigation continues after a shooter with a rifle opened fire from a nearby roof onto an ICE location in Dallas, killing at least two people. They were detainees and wounding others. The shooter took his own life. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson affirmed the power of prayer in reaction to the shooting as he appealed for patience while law enforcement pursues its active investigation.
I believe in the power of prayer to change things, and it can change the hearts of people. It can change this country. It can change this city. So please pray for everyone who's affected by today's tragedy.
The exact motivation for the attack not immediately known. There were no ICE agents injured. President Trump now says Ukraine can win back all of its territory lost to Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a reversal, the president said he believes Ukraine can regain control of the territory Russia has taken since its invasion. He posted the comment soon after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Earlier, he criticized Russia for continuing the fight.
It's not making Russia look good. It's making them look bad.
The president had previously said that both Ukraine and Russia would have to give up land to end the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran has begun rebuilding missile production sites targeted by Israel during its 12-day war in June. That's according to satellite images that were analyzed by the Associated Press. But experts say a key component is likely still missing. That would be the large mixers needed to produce solid fuel for the weapons. Tehran is now preparing for possible United Nations sanctions to be imposed on the country. That happens later this month. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are closing.
According to the Susan B. Anthony list, more than 40 facilities have shut their doors permanently so far this year. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfeldter says, quote, life is winning. Imagine how many more clinics will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money. Many of the closings are taking place in states such as California and Illinois, where Democrats hold sway and abortion is heavily protected and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, some of his supporters expressing hope the tragedy will galvanize many people, especially young conservatives, to become more engaged in church. There have already been widespread reports of attendance surging at some evangelical houses of worship. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas says the short-term impact of Kirk's murder is astounding. Whether this translates into long-term change is yet to be determined, but I pray that it does. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on the death of Bobby Kane, who in 1956 helped integrate one of the first high schools in the segregated South.
Kane was a senior when he entered the formerly all-white Clinton High School in Tennessee under court order. He had previously attended a black high school about 20 miles away in Knoxville and was not happy about leaving his friends to spend his senior year at a new school in a hostile environment. Despite threats and violence, he stuck it out. In 1957, Kane became the first black student in Tennessee to graduate from a state-run integrated school. Bobby Kane was 85 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A person already in a Georgia prison has been sentenced to 80 years in federal custody for building and mailing two bombs while incarcerated. The bombs sent to a federal courthouse in Alaska and the Department of Justice in Washington. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.